I'm with Daphne Miller with Blue. Blue is a subsidiary of Brownies Marine Group. And Daphne, welcome to Yachting USA.
Thank you.
Nice to see you.
You as well.
Come up to Newport to this boat show and ran into some friends. So what do you think? We're at the Newport Boat Show today.
It is. It's beautiful here today. We were so lucky to get this amazing weather for the weekend and for the show. This is my personal first time being at this show, and so far it has been lovely. The people are great, and it is a beautiful little town.
Thank you. Yeah, I agree. And this bluebird weather, I mean, coming from South Florida, wow, what a contrast. Makes me want to stay for a while, for sure. Yeah. So Blue, for those who don't know, I've been involved peripherally probably since Robert and Blake kind of kicked this whole program off a number of years ago. I've been in the diving space. Most people that know me know that I'm my entire life just about has been in and under the water. And so Blue has been a fascinating product development. And so when I saw it here, I said, I've got to talk to Daphne. I've got to have this conversation. So for those that don't know, and I'm going to let you describe it because you will do a better job than I will. Tell us about the Blue product and your experience with it so far.
Yeah, so really, I mean, the Blue product came in to fill a need in the market where Brownies has the gas-powered systems, which are amazing, and they fill their own need. The Blue systems are that portability. They bring the ease and convenience where divers want to be able to just get underneath their boat and scrub or switch a zinc, or, you know, you're going down recreationally with the family down in the Keys or in the Bahamas, somewhere like that, and you don't want to have to fill tanks or find a dive shop. The Blue systems are that answer for you.
Perfect. Essentially battery powered, self-contained, underwater breathing apparatus.
Right.
It's a scuba.
Yeah.
But completely different kind of retake of it. It's not your typical hookah system. A lot of us are familiar with the Brownies third lung that's been around forever, and that has been typically a gas powered, and then it went to an electric powered, basically compressor that lived in an inner tube that brought some lines. I've owned a couple and I've used a lot of them, but the Blue is completely different. It uses interesting battery technology. It's super small, light, portable. What am I missing?
Let's see. I mean, you've kind of hit them all there, but a couple other big ones are going to be that it is airline friendly. So for our travelers, people who are, you know, flying to their boat that's located somewhere internationally, they're able to physically take the system with them on the plane because our batteries have a specific certification. They're underneath the watt hours approved by TSA. Other big ones are that portability. You know, they're able to go in their backpack, so you're able to take it to and from, even if it's just for a day trip or a weekend up to the springs, or, you know, you're hiking somewhere and camping, you want to go into the water. And metal detecting is a big one people use the system for.
Yep.
So you're getting that. You're not having to deal with the filling of tanks. You're not having to deal with any heavy gear or anything on your back, because it's just the simplicity of a mask and fins and then a weight belt if you want it.
Yep. No, I get it. No, I tell the story. I planned a trip to the Keys a couple years ago with some friends and my boys. I've got three sons, and ultimately all three of my boys have been certified as divers. But ironically, my youngest, basically he got certified the moment he turned 10 years old. He'd actually been doing some diving, you know, much earlier than that. But as soon as he could get a legitimate certification, he was all in. His older brother, on the other hand, wasn't interested in diving, not at all. And so we take a couple of the Blue units with us. We actually were doing a little promotional work for Robert Carmichael on this trip. Flew a couple of banners off our boat and went down through the Keys and stopped at the sandbars and places where people could watch what we were doing with the product. And my middle son, Aiden, eventually said, well, let me get in with the unit, and he started playing around with it. I couldn't get it off of him. He took it as his. He dove it for the rest of the trip. He called it the fart box. I have to give it, you know, because the noise it
the
made
noise,
when he was
yes.
diving with it. And that's Aiden. That's an Aidenism that'll live forever. But when we came back from that trip, he went to my dear friend Christy and actually became certified as a diver. So I tell people it's also
amazing.
A nice bridge between those who don't dive. Maybe you're on the fence about diving, And it gives you that first experience to breathe underwater without having to worry about running to the surface to get your next breath, and experiencing the beautiful underwater environment, that three-dimensional weightless experience that potentially then hooks you into becoming a certified diver.
Right.
So, you know, that's my personal experience with the product. I think the product's a great product. And as I understand, we're now on the third iteration.
We are, yeah. So, and it really is that great bridge. And that's why we wanted to continue this progression of having new system, or bringing in the new system, if you will, because I myself help run the guided tour program that we do. So we do see so many people that come in and they have that fear of, you know, fully scuba diving because it has all of the gear and everything involved with it. It's quite cumbersome. And these systems allow them to kind of take a step back from all that scuba diving might entail.
That's right.
And ease into it easier.
Yep.
So, and that's even more so seen with our new system, the Nomad Mini. So not all of our divers want to go to 30 feet. You know, you don't need all that depth. 15 is a great in between. And that's where you're going to get to with that Nomad Mini. You've got 30 feet of line. So it gives you that extra length. You don't always need exactly 15 feet of depth, especially for our sailboaters who are going down to just clean underneath. You want that length to get down to the keel or down to the anchor.
Or like the Florida rivers where you can tube down the rivers, right, and skate across the bottom and pick up all the stuff that drunk people lose.
Yes.
You know, or just out. I'm coming from South Florida. You know, we have that reef system that runs up our coast, and the first reef is all in 8, 10, 12, 15
right.
feet of water. It's perfect for that.
Yeah. And so a lot of, like you mentioned with the springs and things, when you're in that shallower depth of water, you're able to stay down longer. Obviously, the same dive walls are still going to apply for many of our systems. But in 10 feet, 5 feet of water, you're able to stay down for an hour or two, even three.
Yeah.
And with the Mini, you don't even have to come up to switch batteries. You have that option to install the chastity on the bottom, the dive boost kit, and that's going to allow you to stack batteries together seamlessly and dive longer.
I haven't seen that yet. I have to go take a look. That
yeah.
sounds cool.
So it allows some of our divers, specifically our YouTubers who are metal detectors, or like the fossil divers who are looking for the big megalodon teeth.
Yep.
Those people, they're in 5 feet of water. They want to stay down for a few hours. They don't
yeah.
need to come up.
No, no.
And now that
not.
Takes away the need to have to stack batteries or store right. it in your bag right. or something.
Yeah, much
so.
Less carrying a scuba bottle right. on your back and everything
right.
else that goes
Especially
along with
if
that.
You're hiking out somewhere, if you've got your secret spots, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
You can even do it right from your paddleboard or kayak. We have a lot of people who have it right on the top or right on the front of their paddleboard, and then they get in and their system's now in the water, and they just clip them together so everything moves down the stream, if you will, as one.
Brilliant. And you don't need a scuba certification to dive with it.
So you don't, right. So we do recommend having that, or it is a great advantage because, again, the same dive laws are still going to apply. You don't want to
yep.
hold your breath. You don't want to ascend too quickly.
That's right.
But if you don't have it, that's not the end of the world.
Right,
we
right.
have our online training course. It's on our website. It's free for anyone yep. to take. So let's say you have your system right. You bring friends on board. They're not familiar with it. Maybe haven't dove, but they've snorkeled. They'd be able to even go and take the course right then and there, and then they'd be familiar with how to use our system. So it goes over the tips and tricks of how to specifically use our units and get the best use from them.
Wonderful. And for the record, I am a complete advocate for proper and safe dive training always. But I think just in the conversation, so people listening to this understand that you can get one of these units, you can get in the water and dive with it. You don't have to go through the expense of a full-on scuba
right.
certification program, but it's worth the time and effort to get that program.
Of course, yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely true. I would also interject that, you know, I was fascinating? Come on, Rick, you speak for a living, right? I was fascinated when Blake Carmichael was developing this. I went to the factory a number of times, and I watched his multiple 3D printers printing components and pieces. I was watching these heavy rare earth magnets being used and tested, and you know, I saw some of the failure things that were being worked out in the process to get to a finished product that's pretty bulletproof, and I think exceptionally well designed. When you look at how this thing packages and stores and then deploys and is used. There you go again. I think it's brilliant. I think they've really checked a lot of boxes with good product design, safe equipment, some innovation for sure. It's a great product.
it's, yeah, the idea is for it to be seamless in a way, right? You mean, we wouldn't want, again, it comes down to people who want the portability and the ease of it. Diving, of course, has other things involved. And once you have the proper education, that's important. But yeah, having a system that you know you can rely on and is seamless to use, the maintenance is very little, yeah, and you are able to call in and reach people who are located in Florida, where our main service center is. And not only with that, we have service centers located internationally as well. So for those who are traveling, you don't have to come and ship the system all the way back here to Florida to get it serviced if you needed that, or even to get a spare part if you lost something off of it in a dive.
No, that's great. And of course, the I think one of the built-in safeties is its own built-in limitation. You cannot put yourself into a decompression obligation with this device.
Right.
Yeah, so that's great. So you can do these long duration dives. You might suffer a little hypothermia here or there, but you're not going to worry about DCS. You're not going to worry about getting the bends. You know, it's safe that way. Absolutely. And, you know, you're only 15 feet from the surface at the end of the day anyway. So I think you guys really hit a home run with this. So
we think so. It's a great product, and the more and more we see it, especially at boat shows like this, where we see a lot of, you know, reoccurring faces such as you know, who have seen the product and they're now here to see what we have new to offer.
Right on.
But it's a lot of families and people coming who have never seen the system before, or, you know, they were certified 30 years ago and they don't dive anymore because the hassle of dealing with tanks is just, they can't, or they physically can't carry a tank.
Right.
So this reopens up that love for diving and for the water, and it brings back, you know, teaching people about our waters and keeping it safe and alive down there and making sure we respect that ecosystem. So
brilliant. I love it. So we're next from here. Is this going to be going to upcoming boat shows, I assume? We'll find out other places?
Yeah, so our next show will be Annapolis in about a month now, if you will. And we'll be there for the powerboat and the sailboat show.
Oh, fantastic. And then, of course, obviously, we'll see everybody down in Fort Lauderdale at the end of October.
Yep.
Yeah, that's great. Anything in Europe going on?
Let's see. Not till January. I believe we'll be at the German show.
Yep,
we'll be there.
That's huge.
Yeah, so I think that's our only one coming up.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well, listen, I really appreciate you sitting down with us this beautiful afternoon, talking about the Blue. Anybody that's curious, I would encourage you guys to check it out. It's a pretty cool product. It comes with Rick's endorsement, and have a lot of fun with it.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You as well.
All right.